Montreal's news talk leader, CJAD 800.
Now, I want to discuss Bloc MP Francine Lalonde. She's a member of Parliament, and she has been trying over and over again to legalize euthanasia and assisted suicide in this country. Would it be a good idea? Would it work as well as she suggests? On the line with me, Derek Midma, a researcher for the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Derek, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Is Francine Lalonde on the right track with her act to amend the criminal code? It's called the Right to Die with Dignity?
No, she's not on the right track, and she's not on the right track because assisted suicide is not a cure for depression, for example. Palliative care is a much better treatment. Assisted suicide is not a compassionate option, and Francine Lalonde's bill is a very wide-open bill in the sense, for example, that if an 18-year-old was depressed over breaking up with his girlfriend and requested twice for assisted suicide, he could be granted it. It's a wide open. And so knowing based on our research that for people, even for people who are terminally ill and depressed or who are depressed for any other reason, that depression is not a terminal illness. People can recover from depression. Depression is treatable. That palliative care resources and expertise exists to help people die well in a terminal illness situation.
Now, you're serious. You're telling me that under her law, that if somebody's 18 years old and they're very depressed because they broke up with someone, instead of having them helped with the Suicide Prevention Bureau, they could just ask for a suicide and it would be legal and the doctor would provide it?
Well, and that's the rub. Part of Francine Lalonde's bill, it says that anyone who continues to want assisted suicide after trying or expressly refusing to try treatments can ask for it. And so there's no provision in this bill for people who are depressed to need to seek help to get through that depression. They can have assisted suicide.
How can this system go wrong? We've had situations in where this has been tried before in the Netherlands and so on, where there are a number of people, a high percentage of people, who did not ask to be killed and who were. How could it go wrong? What other things could go wrong?
Well, a number of things can go wrong, and the slippery slope in this case is not so much in terms of the slippery slope in this case has to do with creep in terms of how many people are considered able to have assisted suicide. That it started out in the Netherlands, for example, that if someone was terminally ill and requested assisted suicide, they'd be able to have it. It ended up 5 years later that 1,000 people were killed without request, and it ended up in a few years ago that the Groningen protocol was passed, which allows for euthanizing babies who have who doctors view as having unbearable suffering. And the slippery slope here is that the door to assisted suicide and the door to euthanasia becomes a bigger and a bigger and bigger door, and more people go through.
I want to ask you another question about why the phrase "to die with dignity" is restricted to suicide, why having palliative care isn't considered the right to die with the dignity. And I also want to talk about a story that just came up today in England. They're talking about it in England. This woman said that her father entered hospital after he suffered a stroke. And what happened, they had the fluid and drugs withdrawn, and she claims doctors wanted to put him on morphine until he passed away under a scheme for dying patients called the Liverpool Care Pathway. And her father had said that he wanted to live till he was 100. He's been deprived of the fluid for 5 days. He didn't ask for it. He didn't ask for it, and the doctors went ahead with it anyway. I want to ask you about that. We'll continue our discussion. This proposal by Francine Lalonde to legalize assisted suicide and euthanasia coming to Canada, she'd certainly like it to be here. She wants to amend the criminal code to that. We'll continue our discussion with Derek Midma, a researcher at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada.
The Tommy Schnurmacher Show on Montreal's news talk leader, CJAD 800.
Bloc Québécois, she wants to help those people who are dying or who are in misery. She wants to legalize euthanasia and assisted suicide. She's been working at this for quite some time. This is her third try at it. It's a private member's bill to amend the criminal code, the right to die with dignity. She feels that this is going to grant individuals increased rights because they'll have the right to choose the time and the place of their death. That is her rationale. We're discussing it with Derek Miedema, a researcher at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Does this mean that we have more choice or less choice if this bill were to become law?
Well, in fact, the research in the Netherlands shows that it would result in less choice, and in the sense, again, of those 1,000 people in 1990 and continued studies from since then showing that every year there are people dying without their choice. And it becomes a case of, let's give an example. If a person goes into the hospital and receives a diagnosis of terminal cancer, if this bill is passed, their doctor would be able to say, okay, you can have chemotherapy that would cost X number of dollars, and it would potentially add this number of months to your life, or you can take these pills and end it whenever you want. What's the cheaper option?
There'll also be pressure, like implied pressure on the person to choose to take the pills that will kill them.
Well, and whether or not that doctor is expressly making that pressure clear, that pressure is there, a person who chooses chemotherapy in that situation would have to justify why their life is worth the cost of chemotherapy when someone else chose to die by assisted suicide. And so it's not a matter of more choice. In fact, what a law like this would do is put the weight of the medical community behind assisted suicide as the cheaper option, and it would change it would change your listeners' relationship and your and my relationship with our doctors. Our doctors now are there to care for us, are there to help us heal. And in case anyone has images of end of care in that situation, palliative care doctors are there to help us die well in all aspects. It would change that situation where a doctor is now able to kill, able to help kill, able to kill. And that is a huge leap that we as a society do not want to make. I don't want to go into the hospital and think that there's even a possibility that my doctor is going to kill me.
That's true, and I know that in the Netherlands that they have the sanctuary card where they specifically ask for that not to be done. Paul sent us a text message. He said, Lola, I want your reaction to this, Derek. He says, Lalonde's proposal is anything short of eugenics, and in essence, it's decreasing funding for elderly care. Would there be less money available for research into palliative care and pain relief?
Well, the demographic reality is that Canada is getting older. And the financial reality is that healthcare, the older you get, the more expensive healthcare is. And so this is one of the issues we're dealing with right now. It has been seen in other jurisdictions where assisted suicide and euthanasia have been made legal. Well, if you can kill someone before they become very expensive to care for them, why spend the money into research on how to care for them when their care gets complex if you can kill them before they arrive at that point?
Now, is it true that in Washington State, they legalized assisted suicide last year, and doctors are forced to lie about the cause of death if a doctor provides a lethal dose of drugs for a person who has cancer? The certificate has to read cancer and not assisted suicide.
Yes, that's completely true. Whether a person dies of cancer or dies of a stroke, whatever the cause is that they had before they came in to get the pills to die by assisted suicide, doctors may not, in the law, it would be illegal for them to write stroke or cancer on the to write assisted suicide on the death certificate. It must be that original illness.
Well, so they're lying because the cause of death was not the illness, because they would still have been alive if the doctor hadn't administered those pills.
Yes.
So the cause of death is the pills.
Yes, it is.
And it's illegal for them to tell the truth about that.
Yes, it is.
Well, I think that's part of the reason of trying to sanitize it. Your questions or comments, do you think it is a good idea? Francine Lalonde wants to make it legal to have euthanasia, mercy killing, and assisted suicide in this country. Are you in favor of it? Against it? Do you have questions for our guest? 514-790-0991. You're listening to Tommy Schnurmacher.
The Tommy Schnurmacher Show on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
Do you want the right to die with dignity, as they call it, assisted suicide? If you want to kill yourself, do you want the doctor to be able to help you? The Francine Lalonde, a member of Parliament for the Bloc, thinks that is a good idea. She feels that her bill would grant people who are suffering increased rights that they could choose the time and place of their death. 514-790-0991. Derek Miedema, our guest, researcher at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Erwin, good morning.
Yeah, it's interesting that neither the two of you are in the situation that Sue Rodriguez was in. So how can you argue against her wanting to commit suicide?
Would you care to comment on the Sue Rodriguez case?
Sure. Well, actually, my father died of the same disease as Sue Rodriguez, and it's hereditary in my family. So I have some experience of that illness, but it's not about my experience, and it's not about personal choice. Ultimately, I'm speaking on the basis of palliative care researchers, doctors on the ground with patients, interacting with patients, finding what is the best way to restore dignity, and what's the best way to restore hope, and what's the best way to restore will to live, and assisted suicide and euthanasia. Asia cuts that process short. Palliative care offers the chance for it to bloom again.
Now, why has the movement, the euthanasia and the legalized assisted suicide movement, taken the word dignity and appropriated it to itself? Is palliative care not a way to die with dignity?
Well, it is. It is a better way to die with dignity, because dignity is not only when we seek to define dignity, it's not just about self-control. There is hope for the future. There is knowing that you've made a difference, knowing that you've left a legacy. There are spiritual issues. There are emotional issues. Assisted suicide ends the life. Palliative care seeks to bring healing in all of those areas. Even in the case of a terminal illness, that a person can be restored and healed in all those areas, even while they're dying a natural death.
John, good morning.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, what I think is it's pretty ridiculous that we're starting to give people the choice to take drugs to kill themselves, because then people will start taking advantage of these drugs. And there's no point. Why is a doctor allowed to give somebody drugs to let them kill themselves? Shouldn't the doctor try to help the person live?
Well, that's the way it is now. I mean, they're supposed to help them live, and right now, when people are thinking of suicide and they're depressed, we try to talk them out of it. You have suicide prevention bureaus. I don't understand how this would work with a suicide prevention bureau. Would those be shut down, Derek? Would there be no point to that if somebody persistently asks? You'd say yes? I mean, is that the situation in the Netherlands?
No, I wouldn't say that suicide prevention bureaus would be shut down. But obviously, it would mean that if this proposed law came into law, it would mean that those would carry much less importance. And it's not just me not wanting to see this law changed. I'm laying it on the basis of the research, what we've seen in the Netherlands and what we've seen in palliative care. This is not a good road to go down. We don't need to go down this road to give dignity. We have another option, a better option, to give dignity to those who are dying.
In the countries that do have it, in the states, in the U.S. where they allow assisted suicide, what have the figures shown in terms of the money available for palliative care? Does the research for that and the research for pain relief go down because this is an easier and a cheaper way to solve it?
I don't have those numbers in front of me, to be honest, but logically it follows that where this cheaper option exists of assisted suicide, palliative care organizations would be struggling for cash.
Anton has a question. He says, how much could be saved in not treating someone who expressly wishes to be released from a painful and non-treatable illness?
And again, that's hard to quantify, but it's already possible. Anyone who has a painful and non-treatable illness can say, I don't want chemotherapy. And they can say, I want to write a do not resuscitate order.
That's available now.
And they can have pain control. There are, as I understand it, there are very few situations based on the research that people can't have pain control. If they can't do it with morphine, they'll find another way. And they only in very, 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 very end stage, difficult, horrible situations is it necessary to sedate someone. They can keep you alert. They can keep you awake. They can give you pain control. Assisted suicide isn't necessary.
Thank you very much for joining us.